Chapter 55. Yuge was getting married to Jack, and we were deliriously happy for her, and for ourselves, selfishly, since Jack was one of our favourite people. Meg and I were supposed to head off on our first official foreign tour as a married couple, but we delayed the departure several days so we could be at the wedding. Also, the various gatherings connected to the wedding would give us a chance to pull aside family members one by one and tell them our good news. At Windsor, just before a drinks reception for the bride and groom, we cornered Pa in his study. He was sitting behind his big desk, which afforded his favourite view, straight down the long walk. Every window was open to cool the room, and a breeze was fluttering his papers, which were all stacked in squat little towers, each crowned with a paperweight. He was delighted to learn that he was going to be a grandfather for a fourth time. His wide smile warmed me. After the drinks reception in St. George's Hall, Meg and I pulled Willie aside. We were in a big room, suits of armour on the walls. Strange room. Strange moment. We whispered the news, and Willie smiled and said we must tell Kate. She was across the room, talking to Pippa. I said we could do it later, but he insisted. So we went and told Kate, and she also gave a big smile and hearty congratulations. They both reacted exactly as I'd hoped. As I'd wished.